At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Reed Ryan here on ESPN 97.5. Reed, what's going on?
Man, you guys are down there and I'm back in Houston. Why do we keep missing each other?
How about that? I know you were just here, right? But you got to get back, get everything ready. Okay, what happened to our – I just saw a picture. Somebody posted a picture on Twitter. What happened to our hill? It's gone.
It is gone. There's a very nice area with several bars and restaurants and escalators and fun things to do out there.
Okay, tell us about it. Tell us what's new and what's going to happen here.
Well, so obviously, it's an exciting time. We got Cubs here on Thursday and Friday for the final two exhibition games. Opening day is on Monday. And Cowles Hill is gone, and we will be opening up a brand new center field area, and it will have everything from a Torchy's Tacos, a Shake Shack, a convenience store, market concept that the Padres did out in San Diego. That's pretty cool. I think people are going to like. We've got an authentic store, a team store, a Bud Brew House, which has got, it's kind of like the old Bud Patio 2.0. A lot of really cool places to eat, drink, stand up, be on top of the action, be down by the bullpen, close to the field. We've got this Lexus Field Suite that when you rent that, you actually get to shag batting practice with the Astros before the game. So we'll have a little area roped off out in the center, and you can take your cocktail and your glove and work your way on out the center and talk to Mike Trout or George Springer or whoever's out in the center that day shagging balls before the game. So I think people are really going to enjoy it.
So you're telling me this hill, John and Reed, you're telling me that hill, now that it's gone, was able to all that stuff's in there now instead of that? That's a great gig, man.
Well, it took up a lot of real estate, Sean. You know, it was 436 before, and we've moved into 409.
Right.
So besides just that extra footage, there were all kinds of retaining walls in the back and just sort of, you know, unusable space that made up the batter's eye. And so we took all of that, you know, basically right up to 409, and on top of our new batter's eye are going to be seats, sort of like the Green Monster in Boston.
Right.
So people will be sitting up on top. We actually took out a couple of sections of seats, and we added some escalators because that was really one of the issues. People love sitting in the outfield underneath the scoreboard. You know, a lot of home runs go in there, but it was kind of hard to access that area. So we think opening it all up and adding all this stuff and just making the whole flow of the stadium better is going to be very popular.
Be an analyst for me for a second. Judge your team's spring in your mind so far.
Well, I'm watching right now and seeing Keuchel throw, and you know, it's been a great spring in the fact that both he and McCullers have stayed healthy and they've thrown well. It was an odd spring because of the World Baseball Classic and how many of our guys were not in camp. They all played great. Obviously, we had a lot of guys get to the finals with you know, Gregerson and Bregman and Correa and Beltran with Puerto Rico. But it was a good spring. It's been a real good spring. Charlie Morton has established himself as a bona fide big league starter, and obviously he's had some great numbers in the past, but looked really good this spring and was healthy. And so I think for us, with the World Baseball Classic, our guys flying all around the world, having, you know, 8-9 guys playing in that thing, and our regular guys that we had question marks about, the fact that we're coming back to Houston, you know, knock on wood with everybody being healthy right now, I don't think we could ask for anything more.
Reed Ryan, Astros president here on ESPN 97.5. We had AJ on a little bit earlier, and one of the things Raheel asked him, said, what about last year that sticks out in your mind? And he said that we're back to being a baseball city. Business-wise, this offseason, I know there's so much excitement. Are you seeing that with sponsorships? Are you seeing that with season ticket sales? Is that translating on your side?
Yeah, it has been. You know, this is a great baseball town. And, you know, I have no issue with us proving it to our fans. You know, we have had support over the years through thick and thin, but we know when you win that you fill up, you know, that third level and you get them all the way to the rafters, and that's where we want to get back to. But our core group of fans have been with us. The excitement level is high. You know, we're pushing towards a sellout for opening day a week out. We got a few left right now, but definitely we'll sell out before opening day. And so, you know, all the indicators are that baseball is back in Houston, and that's a good thing because, as fans have seen, the plan that Jim Crane laid out with Jeff Luhnow, you know, over 5 years ago, we've pretty much done everything we said we were going to do, and we continue to push that payroll up, and we've invested in you know, both free agents and guys that we could tie up long-term that wanted to do deals with us. And so I think we're in a great spot, you know, and we want to go out and earn it in the fans' eyes this year, and we want to earn that World Series title. We want to earn that playoff berth, and we want to get back to having that run that the Astros had kind of in the mid-'90s to mid-2000s, which was every year having a shot. If things break your way, you got a shot, and you got to get in the playoffs.
Reed, this is a big elephant in the room for some of us baseball fans, and I don't even know if you're allowed to talk about it, but has your organization had any serious contact about Quintana?
Well, you know, that goes back to, you know, sort of the winter meetings and all of the questions that came up. And look, Jeff Luhnow has done a phenomenal job as GM rebuilding this club. And so Jeff has conversations all the time with all kinds of teams. It's what he does. But as far as, you know, making a deal, I really feel like that the thought that he had at the winter meetings and going into spring training was one that was supported throughout the organization, which was, we have to see if our guys are healthy, and the asking price for all these guys is really steep. We like, you know, our internal options. We like who we've drafted. We like the development path that our players are on. And so at this point, we went into spring training, and folks have been healthy. And so, you know, we're not forced to try to go out and make any kind of deals. Jeff doesn't feel that way, and I don't think AJ feels that way. And so we're going to go out and start the season, and if the time's right to improve the club, no matter who it is, Jeff has a history of having done that before, and I think he will continue to do it. But the fact that we've been healthy, that the team has played so well, even though we may not have all been on the same field at the same time, I think it's got us feeling that, you know what, we made the right calls.
You know, it may not that it wasn't exciting, but I think scoring runs and a lot of activity and, you know, the base paths and everything else just, I think, makes people more excited. And, you know, when you guys had a lot of 220, 200 hitters in the lineup the last 5 years,
mm-hmm.
This offense, I think, is going to really excite the city quite a bit.
Yeah, we were a real feast or famine club the last couple years, and we've smoothed those strikeouts out. I think you're going to see more consistent at-bats. We're a more balanced club with lefties and righties. We have guys that can play a lot of positions. We've got speed. We can play small ball. We can play long ball. So this is a very deep ball club that Jeff has been able to assemble, and it gives AJ really a ton of options, John, as to where he wants to go, depending on who's pitching against us and where we are in the season. So I think it's going to give him the ability to get plenty of guys rest. You know, as you know, this baseball season's a marathon, and so the depth that we have, I think, is going to benefit us for a postseason run, where maybe in years past we didn't have the luxury of being able to give guys a day off.
Did the lack of at-bats bother you at all, Reed, for Bregman? He's, you know, he started slow last year, but then, you know, picked it up and played lights out. But did it bother you that he didn't get many live at-bats against live pitching?
Yeah, it did. I think everybody in our organization felt the same way. We were excited to see a guy like Bregman, who, you know, has a long run ahead of him, want to be part of Team USA and want to compete and play for his country. I think it speaks to the person that he is. We'd all be lying if we didn't say we were disappointed that he only got those four or five at-bats, whatever it was, and one start in there, because that's not what we thought the situation was going to be. And obviously he's a big part of our lineup. But he got back the next day. I think he's going to have had seven or eight games of live pitching. And you know what? He'll be ready. But, yeah, he's got 70 big league at-bats, and so you want him having as much prep for his first full season in the big leagues as he can have, and obviously playing third base, I mean, in the lineup every day is an important role for us. So would have liked to see him got more. He didn't, but you know what? That experience of having those close ball games and being a part of that team, I'm sure will have benefits that we'll see down the road.
Is the World Baseball Classic here to stay?
Yeah, it is. I'm actually on the International Baseball Committee at MLB, and, you know, the interest level, the excitement, the way the games went down this year, I think it was everything that our, you know, organization, Major League Baseball, has wanted to see. I think the question is, where does it go as far as the time of year? And, you know, there's a lot of ideas out there of where you can put it, when you can do it, how you can do it. The goal really is to get the best players, and the USA still didn't have our best players. We had a lot of them, but there were some big names that didn't play. But when you see Puerto Rico and Venezuela and the Dominican, the pride they have, Japan, and you see that every one of their best players are coming, and, you know, the rise of the Netherlands with all those great guys, at, you know, the Caribbean islands that they have, there's some good baseball players out there, and you start looking around and you say, hey, what about us? I was glad we were able to win it because those guys, they played hard, and, you know, you could tell they wanted it for our country. And I think it's good for the game of baseball. So I'd like to see it grow and continue to happen. I just think we got to find that sweet spot to where, you know, you can get everybody and have the best of the best.
Yeah, Reed, I hated it going in because I'm a spring training. Everybody be there. I love spring training. But
mm-hmm.
Not that I'm mad, but I bought in, and I became a fan. I got locked in, and I'm with you. I think the guys like Trout and the Kershaws of the world are going to want to be a part of this in the future.
You know, I think the key is it's too long. I think the 3 weeks, and it's all set up because of travel and where you're crisscrossing. I'd like to see something to maybe where we qualified at a different time of year, and then maybe you were able to shorten the window. You know, whether it be, you know, spring, end of the season, or middle of the season every 4 years, and maybe have a condensed tournament that has a little bit more of the College World Series feel to it, where, you know, Miami was the perfect city. I think it was electric with the crowds and the diversity of the culture there. So it's moving in the right direction. It'll be fun to the next meeting I have to see where what the takeaways from this year are.
Yeah, we'll have a meeting and tell them I want Bregman more at bats. That's got to be. That's it.
Okay.
Well, if you want
you
it, John, you're going to get it. I'm sure. Reed, that's
Reed wants it. That's got to be voted on.
Number one on the agenda. Reed's going to say, Granato says give Bregman more
Bregman
at bats.
More at bats. That's
Send
it.
Me that 27-page PowerPoint, if you would. Okay, I need to walk through that with him.
Well, April 3rd, are you ready?
We are. Yeah, we're ready. I mean, I'm really proud of the way the city of Houston has embraced opening day the last couple years with the growth of our street fest and shutting down Crawford and, you know, the festivities that we have and the live music and all of the, you know, fun stuff for kids and families. Nothing makes me feel better than seeing a parent that takes their kid out of school for opening day. That's the true mark of good parenting right there.
That's
so,
right.
You know,
that's what I did.
Nothing says like great parenting like truancy.
My pop, yes. And maybe just and that and then NC2A first 2 days of tournament, same
that's
way
right.
here.
Same way.
About 3 or 4 days, we take off in school.
That's right.
More important
than
what you learn in your grammar
all
class.
Aligned here. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Damn right. You're damn right. Hey, Reed, looking forward to it. Been great being down here, but it's great. We got to get back.
I'm thinking a Red Sox. Astro American League Championship Series.
That's right. Astros win, move on, and beat the Cubs in the World Series. There you have it. It's over.
Hey,
it's over.
We're going to do it. Let's just do it. Let's do it the hard way. I'm good.
Might as well beat the Red Sox and the Cubs at the same time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, yeah. I mean, we ain't facing Tampa.
You get through
so
those.
Let's go.
You get through those two pitching staffs. Life's good. That's right.
All right. Hey, Reed, we appreciate it. As always, man, we will see you up in Houston.
All right. Thanks for having me on,
Reed.
Guys.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Reed Ryan, Astros president, right here.